just concluded the media day down at the UW Health Sports Factory. He's doing a great thing for our community in hosting the second annual basketball camp for young people in our area, and he's kind enough to take some time for us. And of course, he always puts on for his city, as Christian likes to remind us. He is Fred Van Vliet joining us on the phone right now. And Fred, thanks for making time for us, man. We always appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. And first off, I was told, and we got the tweets coming out today, that Jordan from our radio station was the final in the game of FVV you guys are playing. So I need a full breakdown of Air Jordan's stroke before we go any further.
Hey, man, it looked good, man. He kind of walked out there a little nonchalant. I couldn't really gauge him. And he threw one up there, and it didn't touch the rim. So I went down to the other side of the half court and started warming up. Just to make sure you didn't catch me by surprise.
Absolutely. It's a sneaky one, but it'll get you. So I know you were the eventual champion, so I told Jordan he can't come back to the office until he makes at least 100 threes, but we'll work on that one. Well, tell me about how the offseason's gone thus far, Fred. I mean, have you decompressed from everything that happened in year two? Obviously, a lot of disappointment to end the season. How long does it take you to transfer those feelings of disappointment and kind of put them in the past and move forward? Are we in that process right now? Has that already been done? Walk me through that.
Yeah, it's a process. It's going to take a while, probably until the first preseason game. It's going to take a while to get rid of all of it. In terms of losing sleep and those type of things, that kind of happens pretty quickly after we lost. You sit on it for a couple of days, and then you got to move on, go on vacation and reset and get back to work. So as soon as you get back in the gym, those feelings kind of turn from disappointment and feeling sorry for yourself into fuel and just putting more chips on your shoulder and attacking it that way.
What was the first season trip? What was vacation right after the season ended?
I went to Turks and Caicos for 3-4 days, a weekend. Went out there, just kind of sat on the beach, had a couple drinks, and enjoyed life for a little bit, away from the phone, away from everything else, and let your mind wander. Yeah, come back and get back to work.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, you certainly deserved it, because among all that disappointment, Fred, I'm sure also part of this summer is putting into perspective exactly what you did over the 6-9 months of that season. I mean, national write-ups, national recognition from everyone around the league, that what we've known for a long time is that whatever situation you're put in, you are going to thrive and succeed. I mean, is that also part of it? Have you been able to put that into perspective, all the overwhelming positives that went into this past season as well?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you run a marathon and stumble at the finish line, you're not going to discredit the whole race. You just tripped up at the end, and that's kind of the way we looked at it. Was obviously, it didn't end. You don't want to get your butts whooped like we did. But we had chances to win. We had chances to put a foothold in that series, and it didn't happen. You got to live with the way that you play and the effort that you put out there. And I'm the type of guy who leaves it all on the line, so I had no quarrels about my effort. It was just a matter of execution and performance, and didn't quite play up to potential, and when you don't do that at that time of year, you get sent home. So you gotta live with it, but I always separated the two anyway. As soon as the regular season was over, it was over, and now we're into a new season.
So Fred, going into the first season in the NBA, you were G League standout, basically, when some injury problems happened, you went up to the NBA level. And then year two, basically from the start, you were a big part of the Toronto Raptors bench, getting a lot of play time there. What do you think for you was the biggest change, maybe in your game, maybe in your work ethic, from year one to year two, to really make that jump in year two?
Opportunity. Same player. I'm the same player, in the first 2 years, obviously. I got better and I put the work in and I cut my body up and got in better shape, and I worked my butt off all summer to shoot the ball better. But at the end of the day, it's about opportunity. I mean, I made the team undrafted. I worked my way through training camp, made the roster. There was no really minutes for me there, so I took some games in the G League. And, I felt at the time that I was still able to contribute to the team, but the opportunity wasn't there. It just wasn't set up that way. So, grind through the year, keep working, keep your head down and your mouth shut and work. And then they made some moves in the summer to open up some opportunity for me, and the rest is history. So A lot of things in the NBA people don't really understand is most guys who aren't superstars are going to be as good as their role is. So, you know, whatever the team makeup is and the scheme and the coaching style and staff wants you to do, you can either live up to that role or play below that role, but your role is your role.
Speaking with Fred VanVleet, played last year with the Toronto Raptors, obviously a huge part of what they were doing. Unanimous praise from writers, from his coaches, from his teammates. Pretty amazing year to sit here in Rockford and witness all of that, Fred. But we got something pretty cool coming up within the next couple weeks. It's the second year for your basketball camp for young boys and girls in this area to develop their game and learn more about. And as we talked about, I think, less time last year, it's about more in basketball. It's learning about doing everything the right way so that we can have the next Fred VanVleet, not just in basketball, but in all different walks of life. And I know that's something that, you know, we talked about and you take very seriously. I mean, talk to me about this year's camp. What's new this year? Remind some folks about what are some great things we did last year that'll be back. I mean, this is an awesome thing. We were out there for the camp itself, for the kickoff night, and I was so impressed. I just want to give you the chance to highlight the things that you're most excited about with the camp.
Yeah, excited to do it all again, and we did such a great job last year. It's not going to be too much different this year. Just kind of rev it up a little bit more. We obviously can correct some of our mistakes that we made last year, so it should be a little bit cleaner and crisper. But starting on Friday night, partnering with the Conventions Bureau to put on the Fan Fest again. They got some unbelievable partners, and they got an unbelievable night schedule. We're using all 8 courts here at the Sports Factory. It's going to be, you know, fun houses, bouncy houses, vendors, different events and games. And then obviously leading up to the main event, which is the celebrity 3-point contest and dunk contest, that evening towards the back end of the evening, which was a huge success last year. And we'll just try to capitalize off that again and kick off the camp with a fun experience. I mean, you guys were there. You saw the energy and the turnout. Had about 2,500 people show up. So that number, I'm expecting, will be at least that, if not more. And that'll start off the camp. And then, obviously, you know, as basketball guys, we'll get to work on Saturday morning with the kids starting at 8 a.m. and put them through a fun camp, let them work, get some drills going, and then ultimately let the kids hoop. And really, really, really excited. Looking forward to it.
So the kickoff is Friday, June 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m. The actual camp Saturday and Sunday, it's for boys and girls ages K through 12. They're bracketed off by age range so they can get as much tailored to where they're at in their development as possible. And Fred said it. We were out there. I mean, there were kids shooting, playing basketball. They were had the dunk contest. There was Angel Martinez from Auburn hitting mitts in the corner. I got a first look at how fast those kids' hands are in real life. I mean, this was like the coolest thing on the planet. I mean, it absolutely is a big point of pride for our area, not just that this is happening, Fred, but that you continually step up to the plate when folks in Rockford, you know, look to you as a shining beacon of what can happen if you put the work in. I know you talk about it all the time, but this is the coolest part, is that you really mean it when you keep talking about Rockford, your hometown, the 815, all of that. You put your money where your mouth is in terms of that, and coming back for the second year, it's very, very exciting, something that I know we're all very proud of.
Yeah, 100%. Talk is cheap, and I'd just rather go out there and show and be available and be in the mix and mingle and meet people and see old friends and see people who have seen me grow up. I mean, it's a small community in terms of people that know each other and, you know, kids that I play with, I know their parents. I'm kind of Rockford's own child, and I've kind of want to embrace that and keep working and just come back. And most parents would be upset if the kid never came home. So, it's my duty to come home in the summer and show up and show my face and use my resources to the best of my ability. And let's just be honest about it. Basketball is easy for me. So I can do 100 basketball camps a year as long as the logistics make sense. So it's about, you know, tuning in and kind of aligning all the different entities and making one, you know, incredible weekend, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
And you know what, Fred? I had an idea earlier today. I got it cleared with everyone down the hall that has to okay these things, but I'm so impressed by you, by your camp, by your foundation, everyone. Our show here in the afternoons is going to sponsor a boy or a girl that doesn't have the resources to attend, sponsor them to attend. So we're excited about that. I'm laying down the challenge to those guys you met with today that host the morning show, Jordan and Randy. I think they're on board too. So I think between the two of us, we're going to be sponsoring a couple of young people. We're going to get together with folks from your foundation, RPS 205, and make sure that a couple young people that otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity can go have this great experience, because I'm sure so many would kill for the opportunity to do that. So that's something we're going to do, man. I mean, I hope everyone jumps on board with this thing, because it's very cool.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. Thanks for your commitment, and we need more people to get up off their bus and do something about this place, and we can sit around and talk about it as much as we want. And I think this is a small thing, but it's a start. There's kids in the community that have a talent. There's kids in the community that just want to get out the house for a weekend and you know, put together some money and send the kids there. So I'm glad you highlighted that. There's an opportunity to sponsor campers on the website. If you don't have kids, or if you know kids who need registration, or who need to come to this camp and you're not sending your own, there's sponsorship packages on the site. You can go to fvv23.com and just register them as if, you know, you're registering yourself, and then you'll see the sponsorship option there to sponsor a kid. So that money will go into the pot, obviously, or you can just sign a kid up yourself on there, and there's more kids than we'll have money, but we'll make it work. And my goal is to not have any kid who wanted to be here not be able to come. We're not closing the doors on anybody.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Fred Van Vliet. And Fred, one more basketball question. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. You mentioned opportunity when Christian asked what the biggest jump you made. Obviously, your confidence in yourself is beyond reproach and so impressive to everyone who looks up to you. You also have the opportunity to hit restricted free agency this offseason. Is that something that you will be looking for opportunity and looking out for different situations that might have more opportunities? Is that something you're open to? Obviously, you love it in Toronto. I had coaching change there. Walk me through what this summer is going to look like in terms of that.
Yeah, 100%. That's one of my main values, opportunity. And going from what I went from last year, about 18 minutes a game, being one of the integral pieces on the team, closing out games, it's going to be hard to get less than that. And so I'm kind of spoiled in that sense. But, you know, I'll take whatever opportunity comes my way and kind of go with the cards that I'm dealt. But obviously, there's a couple values I'm looking for in terms of, you know, opportunity, the franchise set up in terms of stability and just the way that they run things, family oriented. And then, you know, all of those things kind of intertwine, and there's no really one value that's above the other. Winning, all of those things go into it. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's just new to me, and it's a journey. And, you know, I've done the work. So my job is kind of done, and I got to wait around and see what happens next.
Friday, June 22nd, is the Fred Van Vliet Fan Fest, sponsored by Anderson Toyota. It's only $5 at the door. You're going to get more than your money's worth there. And like Fred said, if you have the opportunity to help someone send someone else to camp, we're going to do it. I'm challenging Randy Roof and his crew in the morning to do the same. We're going to send a camper out to the camp on June 23rd and June 24th. Fred Van Vliet wrapping up his media obligations for the day. We appreciate you so much, man. Thanks for being a beacon of hope to so many kids in this community that they can be whatever they want to be. I'll let you get back to the 1,000 other things you have to do today, but we appreciate you so much. Have a great day.
All right, brother. Thank you.